Calling all parents and teachers. It's time to rep Kid News and check out some partner brands and products we think you're going to love. Since it's an election year, how about a kid's book on voting? Or colorful ideas for a spring refresh of that messy homework desk? Plus, there's always fun Kid News swag. Moms, dads, guardians, and teachers, go to starglowmedia.com/shop to check it all out. If you're listening on a podcast platform, you can also find the store link in the description for today's episode. And don't forget, subscribe to Starglow Plus to skip the ads on all your favorite Starglow podcasts. Happy listening! Good morning and welcome to Kid News. I'm Tori. Today is Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. And we begin with the Huskies of Connecticut taking a men's college basketball title for the second year in a row and the sixth time overall. In fact, every time UConn has made it to the final, they've won it. Last night's game was close in the first half, but Connecticut pulled away and dominated in the second to top the Purdue Boilermakers 75-60. And while UConn school officials wanted a repeat win, they most certainly did not want a repeat of on-campus mayhem. Celebrations got out of hand last year, so before this year's Final Four started, school crews removed aluminum light posts on the main thoroughfare and replaced them with temporary lighting. The school also limited the size of the campus watch party, just in case. Did you see the eclipse yesterday, or did clouds get in your way? The answer depends on where you live, but many folks worried about the forecasts needn't have. The skies parted just in time across parts of 15 states to reveal a spectacular solar show. And as expected, the sun's galactic game of hide-and-seek also temporarily dropped temperatures. Caribou, Maine, Springfield, Missouri, and Carbondale, Indiana all shed 9 degrees at the height of the eclipse. Little Rock, Arkansas lost 7, and Chicago, Illinois, 4. On the flip side, the celestial show brightened the finances for many businesses. It's estimated that the eclipse pumped up the U.S. economy by $6 billion, most of it going to flights, hotels, and restaurants in the path of totality. For comparison, according to the Morning Brew, that's not far off the combined impact of Taylor Swift's Eras Tour and the 2023 Super Bowl. A creative idea to deal with the increasing problem of urban flooding from megastorms. Create sponge cities. That's the solution from a landscape architect in China. Kongjing Yu tells the New York Times, you can't fight water, you have to adapt to it. So instead of the current strategy of putting in more drainage pipes, flood walls, and concrete embankments, Mr. Yu develops landscaped urban parks where runoff from flash floods is diverted to soak into the ground or absorbed into constructed wetlands. Over 600 of these sites have been built so far in China, and the idea has expanded to other countries as well. While there are challenges, especially finding enough space in large crowded cities, many environmental experts agree it's a clever concept that is making a significant impact. San Francisco-based Levi's is singing the praises of Beyoncé. The company's stock has gone up 20% thanks to the superstar singer and her new track, Levi's Jeans. The duet, featuring Post Malone on her album Cowboy Carter, includes several references to the popular denim brand. The company even changed its account name on Instagram to add an extra I, reflecting the spelling of the song's title. Levi's CEO Michelle Glass told CBS MoneyWatch that they place a lot of emphasis on making sure their brand remains in the center of culture, adding, I don't think there's any better evidence than having someone like Beyoncé, who is a culture shaper, to actually name a song after us. And there's another new reason to tip our cowboy hats to the Queen. This week, thanks to her new collection, Beyoncé became the first Black woman to land at number one on the top country albums chart. Coming soon to space, a floating gas station. Scientists at the Southwest Research Institute in Houston, Texas, are working on a spacecraft that could orbit the Earth and aid other ships that need a refuel. Staff engineer Steve Thompson says that running low on fuel is a common issue for spacecraft. Currently, when they have used up all their fuel, their mission ends, even though the vehicle may be in otherwise excellent health. So a refueling vehicle would extend those missions and get additional lifetime out of spacecraft that are already in orbit. The project's being funded by the U.S. Space Force, which was created by Congress in 2019 with the goal to preserve U.S. space superiority. The refueling spacecraft is scheduled to be ready for launch by 2026. Still to come, which state now has an official state planet that's not actually a planet? But first, our Kid News quiz. which men's college basketball team won the national championship. The University of Connecticut. Which company's stock went up thanks to a song by Beyoncé? Levi's. Why are floating gas stations under development? To keep spaceships from running out of fuel. Creating sponge cities can help take care of what problem? Urban flooding. In our Kid News Kicker, many states have an official flower, an official bird, and an official food. Now Arizona has an official state planet, Pluto. The only thing is, Pluto is technically not a planet. For many years, it was considered the ninth planet in our solar system, but was downgraded in 2006 to a dwarf planet because it didn't meet all the required criteria. Pluto was initially discovered nearly 100 years ago by a scientist at an observatory in Flagstaff, Arizona. CBS News reports State Representative Justin Wilmeth felt this history was important enough to be recognized. Writing on social media last month, "We in Arizona haven't forgotten about you, Pluto," adding, "We still love you." Before we go, we want to shout out our terrific Kid News teachers, Ms. Mann and her Bulldogs at Susan Moore in Blountsville, Alabama. In California, Mrs. Brown and her loyal Lynx at Citizens of the World Hollywood Campus in Los Angeles. And Mrs. Candelaria and her Bobcats at Oasis in 29 Palms. Thanks for listening. It really helps if you rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. We might use some of your comments on our website and in our emails. We hope you tune in for more Kid News tomorrow morning.